Verse number one. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. These lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole, whatsoever disease he had. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, or the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Let's read Isaiah chapter number 61 also. Amen. Isaiah 61 verse number 1. Amen. Appreciate everything you've done, Brother Jim, them letting us stay. Great opportunity to be at the highway. Greatest man I know, Brother Collins. Amen. Great honor to be with him. One of the great preachers. Amen. Verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Hallelujah. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. That's about summing up everybody, isn't it? Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. They shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. I like to read that, and I like to read also in the book of St. Luke, chapter number 4, verse number 17. That was the prophecy of this coming, the foretelling of His coming. But now Jesus steps out in verse chapter number 4, verse 17 in the book of Luke, and Jesus opens up the old book and He reads the fulfillment of that prophecy. And there was a delivered unto him a book of the prophet of Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of our Lord. Amen. Book of Isaiah says to us in another scripture, chapter number 35, and it said, when God returns to Israel, this is my own little words here, when God returns to Israel, amen, the dumb is going to sing. The blind is going to be able to see. The Bible said that the lame shall walk and leap. Amen. I love to read the Bible, amen, especially sometimes, amen, when you read the sad points where God has rejected Israel and turned Israel away. Amen. In the very next few chapters, He'll turn around and say, I'm going to heal your backslidings. I'm going to touch you, and I'm going to return him back. And I thought, as the other day, me and Brother Russell Cheek was talking, and he made a statement the other day at church, at prayer meeting. He made this statement. He said, ain't it amazing how that Moses praying to God when God was going to destroy all of the earth, they're going to destroy the children of Israel, how that Moses was praying and how that God said, Moses, leave me alone. Here is the Creator of creation who's got the power to do whatsoever He wants with His creation. But yet one man, He says to one man, why don't you leave me alone? Let me destroy these people. Turn me loose. You know if you keep praying, I'm going to have to answer what you're praying. Woo! Come on here. Amen. I don't know about you, but that stirs me up. Amen. That brings joy into my life to know that one man, amen, kept the hand of God from moving. Woo! Amen. Kept the destruction from God from coming on the earth. And many times I go to the Lord in prayer and say, oh God, I know they say revival days are over. And I know that the way it looks that we're not going to help them moves where hundreds are saved and 200s are saved. I said, but oh God, if somehow or another we could find mercy in thy sight, amen, we know that you'll bless us even in this hour. Amen. That God's got the power right now to heal us of whatsoever our problems are. We've got power in prayer. According to the circumstances beyond the problems that the Holy might have had before I ever got here. Amen. No matter, amen, the things that you might have had to go through. Amen. Come on now, the storms and the troubles before I got here. And a lot of you are in storms and in troubles now that I don't have no idea that you're in. Amen. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, that God can heal your hurts, heal your bruises, heal your lameness, your blindness. Hallelujah! That God would like to return, amen, instead of ashes, give us joy, amen, instead of mourning, give us dancing. Hallelujah! We don't have to duck our heads to nobody, amen, but raise our head high, square our shoulders back, and say, God, we know, and we put our trust in you, and you cannot fail. You're God. There's nothing too hard for you. Isaiah 35, and there shall be a highway there. And it shall be the highway of holiness. And I preached, amen, one time on the happy highways. Amen, the happy highways that lead to this highway. Hallelujah. Amen. The first happy highway is the highway of escape. For the Bible said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But he says, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with every temptation also make a way of escape. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Come on, how many knows what I'm talking about? That happy highway of escape, about the time that you thought you couldn't handle it no more, about the time you thought you was about to go under, the walls was coming in, the sky, everything was falling on you, right out of the middle of nowhere, God stepped into your situation and made a way out of no way. This important man had been laying there for 38 years. But on this glorious day, amen, the Waymaker stepped in his life. And I want to tell you tonight, when the Waymaker steps in your life, there ain't nothing hell can do to stop us. I want to tell you that the Waymaker is here tonight. Amen. Why don't you pack your bags and say, devil, I'm moving out of the valley. I'm moving out of the fire furnace. I'm getting out of here. How? Because I'm making my highway of escape right now tonight. Woo! I'm packing my bags. I'm changing my address. I know I've got comfortable. Do you know the devil will leave you alone? He'll leave you alone. He can drive you out of the will of God. He'll flat sure leave you alone. Woo! Even Joe David clean out. Down to Ziklag. Come on now. But how many knows you can't run from the enemy? Amen. David run from Saul, but he met up with some more. Come on, David tried to get rid of one. Amen, but he met up with some more. He stepped right out of the frying pan, right into the fire. Come on now. Hallelujah. You can't run from him. Amen, but I want to tell you, if you stand there and take it like a man, square your shoulders back and say, I'm going to fight this warfare. I'm going to have to pray if I pray by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. And I know that God is faithful. I know that God is faithful. No matter how long I've been where I'm at, God is faithful. No matter how hard the trouble is, God is faithful. No matter how big the mountain is, God is faithful. No matter how deep the valley is, God is faithful. No matter what I'm going through, God is faithful. He's going to come. He's not going to leave me by myself. He will come. Woo! Woo! Hey amen. This is happy preaching tonight. Woo! 38 years he had been there. But God is faithful. 38 years long, he laid beside the pool of Bethesda. If he had just got up, amen, and told somebody, find Jesus. If I can just get to him, I'll be made whole. If I can just find, and so many times we waste our days and months and years talking to the wrong people. Come on now. Talking to everybody else, but finding out the I'm telling you, God is wanting to bring, amen, the highway out tonight. I said, God is wanting to make a way where we thought that there was no way, and bring us out. Raise your hands and praise Him tonight. I've got news for you. Good news. You don't have to stay where you're at. Tonight is moving night. Woo! The Bible said, when the cloud moved, they moved. When the fire moved, they moved. Amen. No matter if it stayed too much, you stay too much. Come on now. Amen. I want to tell you, I said some Brother Rich preached a message. Amen. Over at John Rowe, Brother Collins, he was there that night because he called your name while he was preaching. He said he was preaching on them desert babies. And he said, these bunch of young folks, amen, that we got now in this generation that we're living in, he said, these young folks have come through the fire. If some of the gray-haired and gray-haired grandmas and grandpas had to go through some of the stuff that we had to say no to, come on now, they might would have not made it like they thought they would have made it. Come on, I'm not a missionary, but I'll never call myself one. Amen. In this hour that we're living in, I may get to eat at McDonald's and steakhouses every now and then, and I don't have to live in the jungles. They have a whole lot better spiritual, amen, in them foreign countries than we do in America. Come on now. Woo! Amen. When gray-haired grandmas come up, the power was present. Everybody wanted to live right. Everybody was worshiping. Everybody was hungry. Amen. But we got young folks that's coming out. I said, we got young folks that's coming out in the midst of dead churches, in the midst of dead places, and they're standing up and saying, smite the deadness. I want revival. I want the power of God. I want the glory of God in my life. Young folks, you are living it in an hour that is near about impossible, but the power of God is present to help us in this day. It would have been easy to preach back in the days of Smith Wigglesworth time. Come on now. They didn't have no doctors. They just trusted God. Would have been easier to preach back in Brush Harbor days. People drove for miles and stood in the rain just to hear the Word of God. Come on now. Woo! Would have been a whole lot easier. Amen. But I'm telling you, we got young folks here tonight. Amen. When preachers have fallen. Amen. They've lost confidence. Come on now. In the pulpit. Oh, shikotata. I heard the boy. Woo! Amen. When our great men that we esteemed up here, amen, have fallen, amen, and messed up, amen, we still, amen, kept a praying and prayed it through. Amen. Come on now. You know I'm a preaching right tonight. Woo! Amen. When men that we had utmost confidence, amen, snatched the rug out from under them and they fell into sin. Amen. They some young folks, amen, that stuck it out and that are here tonight. Amen. Why? Amen. I want to tell you, mamas and daddies, for you to sit down and fold your arms. Amen. And not give these young folks revival. Come on here. And not worship God. And not put 100%. It's shame on you. Shame on you. If your mama and daddy had to let you high and dry, you wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Great God, take on your responsibility. Rise to your feet. And say, we behind you, young folks. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to worship. We're going to get out of the formality. We want to move a God now. Woo! It's been that 38 years. You know a lot of you had it better than what we've got it today. When you were coming up, 7 years, 8 years ago when I started this thing, even it was easier to pray. Come on now. It was easy to fast. It was easy to live for God. Not it ain't as hard. It wasn't as hard as it is today. Come on now. Amen. I can stand a bunch of eggs hit me when I walk out of here better than I can these crazy mind games that the devil plays with our minds. Come on here now. I want to tell you, you may can handle a few weeks of dead services. Amen. But young folks can't. Come on now. Amen. You can may live a few days. Amen. And go a few nights with it dry. But young folks can't. Amen. Especially babes. Amen. You got to have something there for them. Woo! Come on here. Holy Ghost, help me just a little while. And tonight, amen, I want to preach just a little while on the happy highways. When Jesus walked up to that impediment, that impotent man, amen, right then and there, amen, he stepped out of his condition. He stepped out of his trouble onto that happy highway of escape. And tonight, the doors, I believe before this service is over, amen, that somebody's going to find a door open. Amen, you're going to be able to
step out and say, I didn't think I could make it. But the Lord come down just in time. He's right on time. And He made me a way of escape. Woo!
I was preaching in a youth camp. Even this is the way I preach sometimes. And I usually tell this, especially when I've got, amen, about 40-something little kids to preach to. You got to keep them interested. Plus the older teenagers interested. I talk like this. There's this cartoon character, amen, that's come out in the last few years. And I'm not preaching against him now. Amen. My stepbrother's got a room full of nothing but him. He's big. He's purple. Come on now. Amen. He sings, I love you, and you love me, and we're just a real big, happy family. Amen. Woo! I'm not preaching against him now. That's between you and God. Amen. But they teach, and I heard them, my little stepbrother's tapes. Amen. Said, if you ever get lost in the woods, and said, you get in trouble, and mommy and daddy ain't no around, said, if you'll grab a big tree, hug it real tight, and scream three magical words, poof, out of nowhere, here's Mr. Barney to rescue you and to take you home to mommy and daddy. Come on now, help me while I preach. So I would get down where them little kids were sitting, and I would say, listen to me, you can get lost in the woods if you want to. You can grab a tree and scream three magical words till you turn blue in the face. But here, Brother Greg, Mr. Barney ain't coming to your rescue. Woo! You can squeeze that tree till you cut it in half, but Barney ain't a coming. I said, Barney ain't coming. Woo! He is nothing but a figment of the imagination. Superman can't cut. Batman can't cut. Come on here. Spider-Man can't come. But I'll tell you one man, come on now, who ain't just a figment of the imagination. He bled and died on Calvary. And if you ever get lost, all you got to do is fall on your knees and cry, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Raise your hands. God, Jesus. 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 You ain't got to say no magical words. Just Jesus. 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 It ain't no puff either. He's already there. And He takes you by the hand. He says, come on, let's get out of here. And tonight some of you thought you were never going to come out of that depression. You were never going to come out of that distress. You were going to come out of that oppression. Amen. But tonight, Jesus is going to come on. If you are crying to Him, He'll step down out of the middle of nowhere and say, get out. Come on, take Him by the hand and leave your problem right now. Jesus. Jesus. Some of you ain't got it yet. Jesus. 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 Woo! Riding down the road, nobody but me and myself. One day, amen, in trouble. I just wanted to say, Jesus! 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 Tears are streaming down my cheek. Jesus! Jesus! And right there on that country road, I felt Him when He opened up the door and let me out. Raise your hands tonight and worship God. You've been trying to talk to everybody to get you out of your problem, and nobody's got the answer. Jesus. Jesus.
Some of you have been let down. Some of you held high confidence in folks and they've let you down. Jesus, He don't let you down. He's never committed adultery. Come on, He never committed fornication. Come on here now. He ain't never lied. He ain't never compromised. Amen. Some of you poor young folks, come on here now. Amen. You've seen a lot of preachers. Amen. That once held standards loose and compromised, and you don't know what to believe anymore. My God, I feel like preaching here tonight. Amen. You don't know what to believe anymore. Amen. You've seen so much double standard. Come on here now. Help me while I preach. Is it wrong or is it right? Is it wrong or is it right? We preach it, but we allow it. We say it, but we allow it. Hey, I want to tell you, call on Jesus. Call on Him when you're in trouble. Call on Him when you're in power. Call on Him when you don't understand. Call on Him when you don't understand. Call on Him.
Your mama said, Nettie, can't point your fingers at the young folks. It's your fault. Come on now. When men change in their standards, come on here now. Help me while I preach. Come on here. You can look holiness on the outside, but if you don't preach against sin, you ain't a holiness preacher. You're a compromised one. Come on here, help me while I preach. You can look holiness on the outside, but if you don't stand against sin, amen, you are compromised. Come on here, help me while I preach. Woo! And you young folks, poor young folks, wondering what to do. I'll tell you what to do. But the grace got the answer for you tonight. Jesus! Hallelujah! He knows where to take you. He knows where to lead you. He knows that where he's gone. He knows what he's doing. Raise your hand and give him a praise. And I'm trying to hurry. The ticket, Howie, I need four men. Hurry. Grab this piano stool and take it down that middle aisle. Hurry. Four of you. Come on, Brother Mark. You guys. Brother Coffee's been sick, so you other guys. Jesus, the happy highway of escape. This impotent man, take the piano stool. Take it down the middle aisle. Amen. Some of you have been wondering, how am I going to make it? How am I going to go through this? Come on, stay with me. How in the world am I going to go through this? And right out of the middle of nowhere, Jesus shall make a way of escape. Go down that middle aisle, all the way back to the back of the church. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You all know the story. I might have heard it. Brother Don Tabor tell it just fine. He said there was a boy one time who had moved, him and his family had moved and moved from different state. Amen. Because his dad was in the army or something. Said one day, he said, he is a junior or freshman in high school. And he said, every day, said the first day is there, them bullies backed him up against the wall, pushed him against the wall and placed their hand on him and said, all right, amen, we want your lunch money. We want your lunch. Amen. He would cry and give it to them. Every day, as I said, from now on the rest of this year, your lunch money is mine. We gonna get your lunch money every day. Amen. He didn't tell nobody. He's ashamed to tell his big brother. But you see, he had a brother and he called him Bubba. Come on now. And he was in the high school senior. Amen. Playing baseball one day. Amen. When one day at PE he's playing ball, his little brother's headed to lunch. And then bullies pushed him up against the wall. Amen. Come here, Brother Randy. Pushed him against the wall and said, give us your lunch money. We want your lunch money. And he said, I'm not giving it to you today. I made up my mind. I'm not giving it to you no more. And about that time, they reared back to punch him when he went to hollering, Baba! 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 Amen. And Bubba's on the baseball field, just in the head. When he heard Baba,
He dropped that baseball. Amen. Brother Collins, stand up just a minute. Swing your hand back like you're fixing to hit it. And Bubba ran. And about the time that big bully was about to swing, Bubba caught his arm. And that bully turned around and said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Bubba. Get your hands off of my brother." Come on here, help me while I preach. I'm going to tell you here tonight, whenever you get in trouble, we have a brother. Come on here. Wow, we have become joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And when I feel that devil rising up, Baba! Baba! When fear goes to rising up, Baba! When trouble comes, Baba! Amen. Come on here tonight. I want to tell you, you may feel like all the hell is surrounding you tonight, but cry, Baba! 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 And he'll make a way of escape!
That old devil don't know what he's doing. Do you hear me? That old devil, come here, Brother Coffee. Come here. That old devil don't know what he's doing when he keeps pushing on us. And he keeps pushing on us. And he keeps pushing on us. And he keeps pushing on us. Till he backs us up against the wall. Amen. He don't know what he's doing. Because when he does, he's just going to make me cry. Because he can only push me so far. Come on here. He can only bring so much pressure on me so far. And when I get to the point of breaking, that's about the time God is just going to make a way of escape. Because I want to tell you, amen, God don't judge. Come on here. God don't bless you because you're holy. I said, God don't bless you because you're holy. He responds to your cry. And when you go to crying, he can't help, amen, but turn heaven upside down to get to one of his children. For the righteous cries, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. And you're sitting there crying, you're going, why? And God is about to give you a bracelet. Amen. That devil's pushed you so far. You're crying. But just break down and cry. Break down and cry. Break down and squall. God, I help you.
When I get that point of break, he's done in trouble. He thinks I'm fixing to go one way. And I've got the choice to go one way or the other. But I choose to cry. And when I break down, he says, you're going to backslide. I say, thank you. And I fall on that altar and I say, he said, I'm going to backslide. The devil told me I'm going to backslide. And he scares me. So he makes me pray. Come on here now. Well, the devil has a hard time making us better, don't he? Because the more he puts on us, the better we're getting. The more trials we go through, the better we're getting. The more pressure gets on us, the better we're getting. Come on here now. Come on. Wow. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Amen. How many wants to get on that happy highway of escape tonight? When Jesus walked in that little gate where that pool was. Amen. When Jesus left, that man was running and hooping and hollering. What you so happy about? I'm on the happy highway of escape. The second happy highway is the highway to recovery. Come on here now. Sometimes God will touch you, but it may take a few days to recover. Woo! Jesus said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." There's power when we walk. I said there's power when we walk. For we not only got faith that God's going to do it, that we start walking because we know He is doing it. Come on here now. And some of you say, I believe. And you just sit there and keep believing. But some of you need to get up and say, I'm walking and believing. David, come here. Amen. Come here, David. Amen. David said, "Boys, go get my ark. Come in the presence of the Lord. They stole it, and we want it back." Amen. "They stole it, and we want it back. Go get it, boys." So he sent them down. And they went down, amen, and got the ark and buried it. on a new cart. Come on here. And the Bible said, amen, that they would walk, amen, just a few spaces, about six steps. Come on, Brother Collins, you dated. One. Come on, boys, two, three, four, five, six. Then they would rejoice. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Then they would stop. Take six more steps. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And the ark started tipping. And they touched it. One of the guys did, and God struck them down dead. David got scared. Come on now. David got scared and said, leave it here. Amen. We're going to get in trouble. And David found out you can't do it on some new modern way. If you're going to bring the presence of God back, you got to go back to old-fashioned sanctification. And that's what I've been trying to preach to us all week long. And you thought I was hard. And you thought I was being mean. And you thought I was being mad. But I was just trying to get us to the place that we could bring the ark back home. And if the ark, well, if we can get the ark back home, we can have revival. We can have the move of God that we're needing. God touches some of us, and we start walking. Then we get scared. We get scared. But David said, I can't stand it. We got to bring it home, boys. We got to get that ark home. Amen. So, amen, they got it like they're supposed to. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hallelujah. Come on, boys. The Bible said David danced before the Lord. Woo! How many would like to see Brother Collins the next time he gets back to preaching with a fresh anointing, with the fresh power of God, and Brother Collins going to dancing in the Spirit? What you dancing for, LL? What you dancing? I'm on the highway to recovery. Amen. Amen. I'm on the happy highway of recovery. What you getting excited about, highway? We're on the happy highway of recovery. We're leaving the land of desolation. We're leaving the land of destruction. And we're marching. The devil's took your dancing and turned you in the morning. I want to tell you, this church has been too good to sit down now. You might have lost a few along the way in the last year or two, 3 years. Come on here. Come on here. Come on here. I'm telling you, God is wanting to put us on the highway of recovery. Look over at somebody and say, I ain't, may not be what I should be, but I flat sure ain't what I was. I may not be what I should be, but I flat sure ain't what I was. Woo! And that devil said, now where's revival at? Y'all ain't really had revival. Amen. Come on, y'all ain't really had. I may not be where I should be, but I flat sure ain't where I was. And I'm headed to where I'm going. And there ain't no devil in hell that's gonna stop me. Cause God made a way of escape. And now I'm on the highway to recovery. The devil don't like this. You see, he's trying to ruin your confidence in every man of God. He's trying to ruin your confidence in the pulpit, your faith in the pulpit, And because you've got so many preachers that come through here, amen, sometimes you just kind of settle down because you wonder, I wonder if they're going to do the same thing. I wonder if they're going to do that. I wonder if they're going to do that. I wonder if they're going to let us down. Come on here now. And so many times we find ourselves sitting here broken, our legs broken, amen, and God comes by and God sends men of God by, amen, and God touches us, but we can't seem to move. We're paralyzed. Our legs have stopped us. But I want to tell you here tonight, when Jesus come tonight, He's come to heal our lameness. I said He's come to heal. Wow! He's come to heal our lameness. You hear me, mama? Wow! He's come to heal our paralyzed. When the Spirit of God comes by, thank you, Jesus, but we can't move. But I'm telling you tonight, God's come to heal the highway of holiness. I said God's come to heal the lameness in our legs, the paralyzedness in our walk. And tonight, by the grace and the power of God, we're going to take up our bed and we're going to walk. I said we're going to walk.
Let's go. The closer they got to the camp, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hallelujah. They've advanced before the Lord. Woo! They've advanced. And the closer they got, the camp began to hear it. And so everybody got out of their tents and they started looking down the road and they started saying, what's going on? And they looked down there and David's doing this number. And the men bearing the ox are doing this number. What in the world's wrong, David? David would say, amen, we ain't what we should be, but we flat sure ain't what we was. But the presence of God is a coming home. The power of God is a coming home. Rejoice, highway. Rejoice, highway. Rejoice.
One preacher said the only reason why they like your preaching is because you're emotional and jump, hoop, and holler, and scream. Amen. Well, I wish I could find it tonight. I'd tell it. I've been doing it all week. Come on now. Amen. And people ain't jumping just because I'm emotional. Amen. I want to tell you here tonight the power of God. Luke 5. I said Luke 5. I believe it is 17 or 20. Amen. The Bible said, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And I said, God, what is the message for the highway? What is the message for this revival? God, what do you think about this revival? And the Lord spoke to me yesterday and said, healed. Healed. Past tense. What is this revival? Healed. God, what are you doing in this revival? Healed. 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 Healed service. You know what I'm a preaching's right tonight. Come on, some of you are so broken. Some of you are so tore up. Some of you are bruised and beaten down. And you've lost confidence. Amen. But God has come to heal your confidence. God's come to the Hashikatarabaha. God's come to heal your lameness. That you can get up and walk. That you can get up and trust God and believe God. And when the preachers get in the pulpit, you can worship and have confidence. Hallelujah, in the middle of God.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Rejoice, Holly. You trying to stir our emotions? No. Dance, David. Dance. The Bible said, when David's wife looked out the window, she said, honey, David, why are you doing that? Amen. She rebuked David. But I'm going to tell you, you got one of the most precious women I've ever met in my life. Come on, this is the woman. Come on here. Amen. She ain't just Collins' wife. She is the preacher's wife. She is the shepherd's wife. Come on here now. She's not a hireling. She's a prayer warrior. Come on. Amen. And some of you, if you could walk 1 mile in her shoes and tote the load that this woman totes, come on here. Help me while I preach. You would understand a whole lot better. Woo! Woo! Come here. I need 2 ladies. Run. I need 2 ladies. Come here. Sister Peggy, come on, somebody. Amen. 2 ladies. Come grab her arms. I know we preach about Moses' arms being held up, but somebody grab that mother in Israel and say, Mama Collins, we behind you 100%. Lift them arms up. Hallelujah. Because this mama ain't going to rebuke her husband, but she's going to get out right in the middle and say, come on, L.L.